So Adrian, second time you played Victory this year. This is a heavier loss on paper, but night and day when it comes to performances, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we didn't play well against them in round three, and they dominated that match. So we really wanted to put together a much stronger performance this time around. And you're right, even though we lost more heavily this time around, I thought the performance was better.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, can't go without talking about those two middle goals that Victory scored. Hints of offside in both of them. Have you had a chance to look over them? What was the explanation from the officials for them?
I haven't had a chance to look over them, so I don't really feel like I can comment, apart from the fact that I just felt like there were obviously a couple of really key decisions that unfortunately didn't go our way. So, I'll probably hold making a comment on them until I've actually seen them, mm-hmm, or had them explained to me at least.
Yeah, and a couple of chances as well. You were a goal or two down, but you had a goal mouth action there in the first half. You had a great save by Newborn as well. How pleased were you to see, I guess, your side create against a side of the quality of Victory like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working a lot on our forward third entries and trying to take good positioning and turn it into big chances, and I thought we did that better tonight. I still feel like it's an area of our game that we can improve, but we were able to create some really big chances, which perhaps we weren't able to do last week.
And it can be very easy to just kind of give up after you get a couple of calls not go your way. How pleased were you to see your players continue to fight for a goal and find one eventually and push Victory, who could have been very comfortable for them after?
Yeah, no, the players did put in and continue to show fight, and it was a game we needed to win, so we weren't going to just roll over and let them have the victory. We kept pushing. Our challenge is to be a little bit stronger defensively, especially from set pieces. We conceded another two set pieces this week after two last week. So we need to show some fight and some strength in that area as well, because you're not going to win many games if you're conceding set pieces like that.
Mm-hmm. And in that final part of the game, that left side, I feel, provided a lot of energy with Emily and Cade, who came off the bench. How pleased were you with that left side, which is obviously where the goal came from as well?
Yeah, no, that's why we brought those players on. And the left side was working quite well, so that's all we ask of all of our players who start on the bench, to come on and see if they can have an impact, and I felt like a couple of them were able to do that today.
Mm-hmm. And Amelia Murray is going to be returning his final weeks of the season. I guess you mentioned about these chances being created. How positive is it to have a player like that that can put it at the back of the net in these final few weeks of the season?
Yeah, it's really positive, and if it hadn't been such a long injury layoff, probably could have brought Millsy into the squad today. So she's not far off at all. She was very close to selection for this week, and we're just trying to get a little bit better conditioning into her. With a hot game, we weren't sure how long she could go for. So to have a player like that overcome her injury and be available for selection again gives me a few things to think about for sure.
And final one for me, can't change everything overnight in the final weeks of the season, of course. What's one thing you want your team to achieve in these final weeks of the season to have, I guess, a positive end of the season moving to the next one?
Yeah, I think what you said there is really important. So my main focus now is we've got four games to go, and can we get four positive results and carry some of that momentum forward into next season, because I feel like that's going to be really important for us. We don't want to end the season on a negative, and we want to try and finish as high up the ladder as we possibly can.